I will throw you into the street, and I will throw your bags after you, and your crutches, and your canes, and all of that stuff. Hi, everybody. I'm Jim.
And I'm Ryan.
And this is the Concept Crucible Podcast. And today is the second part of our New Year's episode, which takes up the entirety of January, because why not? Because it was a big year, and there's a lot of stuff. But today, we're not looking back. We are instead looking forward into a brave new future of stuff.
Sounds like a good way of
I guess. I didn't really have a way I was going with that. But, we want to look forward. We want to take a look at stuff that we want to do, stuff that we would like to see, stuff that we're definitely going to see, mm-hmm. maybe some stuff we're definitely not going to see. Mm-hmm. But I promise not to talk about games that are coming out next year, probably because I don't know that much about them.
No, I don't really know.
We live in the past.
Yeah.
It's a wonderful place to be.
Well, there's so much stuff in the past to catch up on, let alone keep up with the stuff in the future.
A friend of mine just got Steam.
Yeah.
Literally just today. Got Steam.
Good luck. Bye-bye social.
She got Dragon Age on my recommendation, because I'm a villain, and I understand this.
You were a terrible person.
Yes, I am. And she said, I don't think that this is going to be a really great for my wallet. I'm like, let me explain this to you succinctly. 4 years ago, I got Steam. Someone sent me a copy of Borderlands, and I was like, Borderlands? This game sounds stupid. Blah, blah, blah. Digital distribution isn't the future. It's not doing anything. I was horribly wrong, and now I have almost 400 Steam games. That's not counting expansions and DLC, and I have spent thousands of dollars.
Well, and when we looked at it, you have some 500-something gigs of space taken up by your Steam folder.
And then, well, listen, all right? I have priorities, and they're completely out of whack. But that's not the point. The point is that it's going to be exciting. But I am firmly ensconced in finishing all these games that I already have. Mm-hmm. But none of this has to do with her icebreaker, which is, in fact... What is the thing you are most looking forward to, or one of the things you are greatly looking forward to in 2015?
For me, it is, as I've talked before on the show, I've started exercising more. And I broke my ankle at the end of November, so it's been put on hold a little bit, but I'm just getting back into it now. And one of the things I wanted to do, once I got the habit established for exercising, then I was going to go into being more intelligent about my strategies for being healthier. So mostly just eating and being physically active. And so one of the things that I'm kind of looking at with a little bit of an interest, but not sure if it'll fit within my life, is the Quantify itself. It seems interesting, the idea of finding ways to quantify your day-to-day life. But I don't know if it's just a convenient tool, a convenient, you know, thing to distract yourself, right? Like, it's really fun to quantify yourself, but are you actually doing anything meaningful with it? An example could be, it could be interesting to track your steps in a day. But if it doesn't in any way motivate you to make more steps or to in any way think critically about the amount of time you sit down in a day, then it's really just a toy. It's the same with when I'm looking at a new cell phone. Do I really want to get the most high-end thing? Like, do I want to spend a lot of money for the best tech when I probably won't use...
Ryan, new phones, you can hump them against other phones to transfer data.
Yeah, I know.
It's called fumping.
No, I know.
With a PH.
Yeah, NFC tags. I understand the concept of it. I have not used it. My phone's 3 years old. I've never once transferred data through a bump.
We could phone hump right now.
I know we could. Anyways.
We just bump live on the cast. Well, in a recording on the cast.
So the thing that I'm looking forward to is...
It's not really called fumping. I'm just kind of hoping that catches on.
Recently, smartwatches and stuff are starting to make the rounds.
Yeah.
But in addition to smartwatches, smart wearable tracking devices are starting to be released. Jawbone, Fitbit... Samsung's got a few, so what I'm looking forward to in 2015, first quarter, they're going to be releasing new lines of wearable or trackable fitness devices that usually go on your wrist, and a lot of the newer upper model ones will track your heart rate, continuous heart rate tracking. It'll track your sleeping patterns, steps. Some of them have a GPS built into it if you're like buying the sports watches. So mm-hmm. for people doing triathlons and races and whatnot, it can.
I have seen those fun tumblers where people draw dicks using their GPS tracking stuff.
I probably don't have the endurance to do something like that.
It'd be well, very, it would be a, it'd be a very small, small one. It'd be a small penis.
It'd be a very small one or a very blown up map. but that's something that
I promise at. It was bigger in the picture.
Zoom in. Why is it digitized, Chris? Why is it so boxy? So that's what I'm looking forward to in 2015. Is there a new batch of tech is going to be released?
Pixelated running penises is what I got from this.
Probably. And so I don't know if it will fit within my life or if it'll just be a really expensive thing that I buy and then sits in a corner. But that's right now the thing I'm looking at most.
Fair enough. I'm looking forward to playing some more live music and, definitely hitting some open mics, doing some shows with Kaylee and maybe with a certain other human beings, which would be really fun, but also to seeing live music. I am hoping, George Watsky is planning on doing another tour and I am hoping that he comes to Toronto again. I know that his last Toronto show did really well, so hopefully. Carsey Blanton is doing some touring in the northern states, so I know Kaylee and I are hoping to get down there and check her out. She is amazing. Mm-hmm. If Hank Green goes on tour, I will attempt to move heaven and earth. He only usually tours in the Midwest. Mm-hmm. But I will attempt to move.
Or John Green.
John Green doesn't do a lot of touring with a band.
I would go with you to see John Green speak.
Yes, that's true. That would be really fun. Well, John Green, I actually met very briefly at VidCon, and he's a really nice guy. I assume that Hank Green is also a super nice guy. But who's the other one? Nice Peter is supposed to be doing a bit of touring, and he also gives a really cool show. Mm-hmm. So I would be excited. Like, if he usually winds up in like Chicago, which isn't that far, but it's probably at the limit of farness without like making it like a week-long trip.
But that
is my thing. I don't spend enough time sort of going to concerts and doing live things. It's funny, the thing I noticed when I watched our Christmas video, which you can see over Ryan's face if you haven't seen it already, it's really cool, but we play partly because we're in a sort of quiet family setting, but we play like a bunch of introverts. It's really kind of weird. Mm-hmm. I blame the fact that most of the time when I play, I'm like crammed into a space at an event where there's tons of 10 other things going on. But you got to go. Just like you have to listen to music to be a better musician, you have to read to be a good writer. I want to go to shows so that I can create better shows. Mm-hmm. And create better content, because that's what I love doing. Mm-hmm. That is my thing that I'm looking forward to, is hopefully seeing more live music. And I've got to check the tour dates. For all those artists, you can find links to them below. I may also put them in the YouTube thing, but probably not, because some of them definitely don't have YouTube channels. I would love to go see Scott Bradley, but he does not tour.
Once again, I like how the things you're looking forward to are collaborative and sharing with other people and sharing the experience, and the thing that I'm looking forward to is something that will improve myself.
Yeah.
Once again, season two, the
consistency is key. I think
Virtue Ethics returns.
Jesus Christ.
The undercurrent.
We're not talking about Virtue Ethics this season, Ryan. Last season we exhausted the topic of Virtue Ethics. Oh. We said everything that could have possibly been said. That's probably not true. We're probably going to talk about it again this season, but that's not the point.
At my New Year's party, I was listening in on an interesting conversation about Catholicism and virtue ethics and bioethics. Mm-hmm. So who knows? There could be a return of that, because it was a really interesting conversation that I eavesdropped in on.
Nice. What do we got here? Personal goals. I mean, speaking of your goals for self-improvement and, mm-hmm. Generally being sort of a responsible adult, mm-hmm. Which... well, at least one of us is. Mm-hmm. You had a couple of somewhat less responsible goals that you wanted to share. Publicly sharing them and thus making them into binding contracts, which our viewers will force us to adhere to. Because otherwise we will merely be forced to die with honor mm-hmm. on the stream. We may do a live stream for the Seppuku thing. It would probably be the first time.
First time somebody died on
like someone committed seppuku on the stream, like died with honor. Did I mean, sure, other people have died on streams, but did they die with honor? They probably did. That's kind of a horrible thing to say.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't watch those videos.
I don't either. I stay out of that corner of Reddit and many other corners of Reddit.
Yeah.
Although I keep, every time I think of it, I remember thinking back to a Day 9 stream that I was watching. Day 9 likes to crack his neck on stream, and he had this really tough crack. I can't actually crack my neck, so it has no effect. You can't, but you can hear it through his mic. And he had this really tough crack, and he's just sort of, if you're listening to this, what I'm doing is grabbing my head and moving it around. If you're watching this, I'm explaining something entirely useless because you can see me. And he sort of got this pop, and he's like, man, I wonder what it would have been like if I would have just accidentally killed myself on the stream. I'm sure someone would have called emergency services.
I hope so. I mean, if they're willing to, what's it called? SWAT. If they're willing to SWAT somebody on a live stream.
Oh, God. SWATting is terrible.
SWATting is terrible. And it is not in any way funny. It's funny in a movie, I suppose. If it's a gag in a movie, it might be funny. But it's definitely not something that happens.
I'm not even convinced of that. Remind me to tell you my niece's iCarly story. Anyway. Okay. But anyway, no, none of these are your personal goals, which are, in fact...
So I have a couple fun goals. I'll hold off from that. I will say, so back season one, when I talked about how to celebrate my birthday, I listed all of those things that I do in order to make my birthday special, which I actually forgot one, which was suit up. I forgot that. Putting on a suit is part of my birthday, because at the time when I made that resolution for my birthday, I didn't dress in my suit nearly enough. Now I find I dress in my suit far too often. It's a little bit less special.
What is it now? Different rule, new rule, no pants.
But at the time, I said, I don't wear my suits, or I don't wear my formal attire nearly enough for my birthday. I'll dress up. I decided to add something new this year. On my birthday, I will create a challenge or a set of challenges for the upcoming year for myself. And this year, my challenge is something simple. I challenged myself to not purchase for personal use any books, because I have...
You are also not allowed to expense books on behalf of podcast-related research.
Yes. The only exceptions would be if it was education-related. So if I was in school and had to buy a textbook or something that for some reason for work or for a charity organization that I was a part of, I absolutely had to buy this. But for generally just, I purchase no books, no new books. I either have to read the books that I have, or I have to support my local library and borrow the book. So that's a new challenge that I have going forward for this year. And hopefully come December, when we do a little bit of a year in review, or just around my birthday, I'll be able to confirm.
Do you ever worry that your elaborate birthday related rituals... I mean, to put this in perspective, my practice for my birthday, as I mentioned, is to forget about it until a week before it's happening. Mm-hmm. Continue to forget about it until someone reminds me, and then go, oh yeah, I totally wanted to do a thing! And then attempt to do a thing. But do you ever worry that your birthday-related rituals will grow so elaborate that your birthday will in fact take up 2 days?
Well, in some sense it has. For example, last year...
So no, you don't worry about it.
I don't worry about it. Sarah challenged me on it this year of, don't you want to... Because my birthday fell on a Monday when I had to work an 8 or 9 hour day. And then on top of that, we decided to do dinner with some friends. And we invited Jim and a few others to sushi.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was my birthday.
Well, I figured it was your birthday, but you weren't in your suit, so I didn't know for sure.
I wore a suit to work, so that's why I justified it that
so
way.
So complicated.
And Sarah's like, you know, we don't really have a lot of time to do this, this, and that. Like, for example, I didn't have time to physically go to the bookstore to pick up my book for my birthday, and I ended up purchasing it online on Amazon. But she said, why don't you, you know, do a couple of these things around your birthday? My justification was... If I'm going to be arbitrarily doing things not on my birthday, what's the point of doing any of it on my birthday? if it's so...
No, what you need to do is create a week... Is in response, create a week-long birthday celebration. We'll call it Hucklepalooza.
You know what? That wouldn't be a bad idea, because right now I have spread out several of my birthday things. Ryan, for example, Ryan,
that's a horrible idea.
Oh, okay.
That's a horrible idea. But Hucklepalooza will live on in our hearts and in the hearts of all of our listeners. Anyway, my goals, because now we're going to talk about me. All
right. Mm-hmm.
I want to record some music. We got a lot of music on YouTube. I am hopefully going to do a song a month. And soon, the return of Music Fridays, which I'm excited for.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a bunch of medieval drinking songs that I want to cover, and I've got a bunch of other stuff that I'm putting around with. And so soon, the return of Music Fridays will be really fun. But also, we keep playing live shows,
mm-hmm.
and people keep coming up to us and saying, "Hey, is there a place where I can buy your music?"
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, they can see our music on YouTube, but we don't have recordings of such a quality that we would feel comfortable selling them to people and having these people listen to them repeatedly, where we wouldn't, you know, wince at a part of it. So we're gonna make some,
mm-hmm.
and we are going to host them on some kind of service, probably iTunes or Spotify or something else, or several different ones. And people will be able to buy our music.
Pretty solid idea.
But I'm excited. There's a mammoth amount of technical stuff in something that sounds very simple. We're going to be doing a ton of work with our new sound guy. We're going to be doing a bunch of recording in a studio. And we're going to have to learn a ton of new things. I'm really excited. I am not the professional anything half of Wootsuit Riot. So Ryan is clearly our professional development half. Kaylee is our professional musician half. Gina is our professional everything else half. Ryan Walsh is our professional academic part. Ryan Consul is our professional artist part. I am a guy who owns a guitar and a camera. That's pretty much it. But I'm excited to learn a bunch of things.
You're the professional glue that holds us all together.
Oh, God. My professional qualification is that I am super sticky.
Ugh.
Yeah, well, it was your analogy.
I guess that's true.
Thanks for that, Ryan.
Well, when it comes to your music, not the cutting the album part of it, but making more music. I mean, I had a lot of fun. As terrible of a singer as I can be, and as...
You're not that bad.
Well, it still took... I am so unprofessional. It took us like an hour to record my sections of the song.
Don't disclose the process. No.
Anyways, for as terrible as I was, I actually had a lot of fun doing the music, and I would like to be more involved in playing of the instruments.
You would like to actually play the bass instead of have a broken ankle and hold it?
Yes, and my stepmom commented that I shouldn't move my fingers so much when I was playing the bass part. she loved the video. She was really impressed with what we did. So at least we got a thumbs up from dear old mom. But I wouldn't mind helping you out with making some sort of music.
We'll totally do that.
One song this year, but something new, expanding it out.
Music Fridays is going to be a thing.
Yeah.
Oh man, I miss Music Fridays.
There's a few other things I wouldn't mind doing in 2015. I don't think I played Magic at all in 2014. I bought some packs, but I don't think I played Magic the Gathering at all in 2014.
So, funny story, Ryan Walsh and I, we did a video a year and a half ago,
mm-hmm.
Like possibly even on my old channel.
Which video? Is it the con with the masks?
No. This was back at... we did a series. This is before he got eaten by his PhD, which is why I don't see Ryan around very much anymore.
Mm-hmm.
We did a bunch of D&D stuff, and we cracked a pack of Magic and sort of did some story ideas from it.
Mm-hmm.
And those are packs of, I want to say Gate Crash.
Oh, okay.
So it was a while ago.
Mm-hmm.
But at PAX East this year, which there are definitely some videos, because that was during Vita, we both got back into Magic. I think I talked about it briefly then. And we have since been playing. We played the Akan's pre-release and a couple other things. And now we are like hopelessly addicted to Magic. Like I'm looking past the camera and I can see Magic stuff all over the place. Mm. Stacks of cards that I still have to sort. And such is life of being an adult and being irresponsible.
Yeah.
But yes, I also want to play more Magic because I don't have a lot of, like, an organized play group or anything like that.
Yeah. So yeah, I wouldn't mind playing more Magic and just making more time to play games with friends. I want to check out the two or three board game cafes here in town.
I highly recommend Adventurers Guild. If you're watching this in your local Kitchener-Waterloo, go to Adventurers Guild because it's a really good time.
Yeah, and so definitely support them because I can't imagine nerds sitting around. It can necessarily always pay the bills, so we need.
I endeavor to be as profitable as I can for them. I buy a lot of snacks.
Yeah, no, definitely buy something at least once an hour.
Anyway, you want to play more Magic?
Yeah, and the last thing I want to do is I want to build a PC for myself. You know, not making the motherboard. Obviously, I'm just going to buy the pieces and snap them together myself, and hopefully not snap any.
That is
of the pieces.
Usually what people mean when they say build a PC.
Yeah, but I helped a buddy build a PC just before I came back from the Christmas holidays. Really enjoyed it. It demystified the process a lot for me. It wasn't nearly as complicated as I thought. And in general, in 2014, I started to learn how to do things for myself, like being handy around the house. Fixing my car, building a PC. So in addition to building a PC, I just want to continue to make things, either woodworking, or I want to go over to Ryan's with you and film a blacksmith session where maybe I'll get totally shirtless and just hammer away on the anvil for a bit.
You laugh, but I have seen Ryan work shirtless a bunch of times.
I sweat a lot. I can only imagine how hot it would be.
No, most of the work Ryan does is cold.
Well, in that case...
He's an armorer.
I will just... take off my shirt for no reason.
Awesome shirtless podcast. Look forward to our shirtless XL live stream.
XL. Okay.
Look, we gotta fight the final boss of XL.
XL, you're a dick. So that's something that I wouldn't mind trying to do in 2015.
We'll totally leave that. We definitely want to experiment with some more content. God forbid some non-podcast based content, which is exciting.
Yeah.
There's going to be more vlogs, but there's also, you wanted to get together and do some blacksmith. And we want to do like, you know, we want to play a thing. We want to watch a thing. We're going to play video games together. We might, maybe, possibly even play console games together so that Ryan can have a context in which he is better at video games than me. Now, to be fair, if our viewers have seen me playing BioShock Infinite, they realize that I am not that good at video games. So it's probably the other way around.
What you lack in technical finesse, you make up for in witty commentary.
In the ability to shriek, the ability to be confused, to minimize human trauma, and enthusiasm?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I feel really bad for Elizabeth. Mostly because she's stuck in this whole game with me. We want to experiment with some different kinds of stuff. Get out from behind these chairs, get out from behind these lights and go and do some stuff. Say goodbye to Elliot, who's sitting right back here. But Elliot will still be in bunches of videos because he's awesome. Elliot is my favorite plushie.
Oh. Well, but now that we've got the podcasting...
solid.
The technical side of the podcasting, we have the basis for that. So now maybe it's time to have some fun and experiment going on.
We haven't been having fun up to this point.
A little bit of fun. I mean, the lights tried to kill me tonight.
Yeah, that was kind of fun.
Yeah.
It was funny for me.
I almost died of mercury and
glass.
And glass poison.
Yeah, well, I mean, the glass probably wouldn't poison you, but it would let the mercury in, which would do the job.
Yeah.
The other thing we want to do is collaborate more. We do want to get out from behind these lights and out from this set and go to other places and include other people.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of really cool people locally who are awesome and interesting and smart,
mm-hmm.
and who have perspectives that aren't ours
that are
incredibly valuable.
That's important.
And we want to bring them to you and to us to improve the discussions that we have here.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to do that. We're going to talk about how to put together a good show. We're going to talk about with a balloon artist. We're going to talk about public speaking with a balloon artist, actually. Probably talk about audio stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And, I don't know, talk about a bunch of things. I am really looking forward to 2015. But to be fair, it has only been a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
So we still remain in that New Year's happy, optimistic phase,
mm-hmm.
don't we?
Yep, it's usually within the first month that people stop going to the gym. So I think... you know, if we're doing good by this point, hopefully we'll just carry the momentum forward.
The advantage of being me is that I never stop going to the gym.
Yes, the gym at the gym. Maybe that would be a good thing to film.
No. That would be a horrible and embarrassing thing to film. It would make me feel bad. And look bad.
Well, at least it wouldn't be me looking bad all the time.
I'm going to cut that. Oh. Anyway, I'm Jim.
And I'm Ryan.
And we're signing off.
Stay awesome.
All right. It looks like you're shorter than me. This is the only time in the world when you are actually shorter than me.
No, I think we talked about that last season, that my torso is actually, I think, shorter than yours.
Yes.
Should probably link to that.
Gorilla. Promoting the podcast, and we haven't even started it yet. Right. Anyway.